on the show since we talked about it, but Tom Woodard's Little Free Library, damaged by vandals, is now open again!
Wow, it Woo! Is?
Yes! Last month, vandals destroyed the Little Free Library, the books inside, and left trash everywhere. Tom, along with neighbors, repaired the box Sunday and rebuilt that Little Free Library even better than it was before. The posts are now encased in concrete. The door is shatterproof. The construction is overall sturdier.
Nice. That's like fancy schmancy.
How you like that, vandals?
That's good.
Suck on that one. Hope you get a paper cut next time you try to do something. And it's kind of cool. We're having a free little library build this Friday from 11 to 2. Food Truck Friday kicking things off. We're going to have our friends coming in today from Rotary of Indianapolis coming in, and they're actually going to talk about that too at 9 o'clock. And I know Tom's going to stop on by too on Friday, so it's going to be a really cool event.
A celebrity sighting.
Oh,
Tom with
sure,
an H.
For sure. So we're excited about all this, but some good news to report to you here in the city of Indianapolis. Now, here's where things either get awesome or they might scare you. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I think we should tell you what you need to know. It is need-to-know news, after all. But a mysterious radio signal has been spotted by a telescope in Canada, but researchers have no idea where it's coming from.
Ooh, what do you think? The aliens are listening to some EDM?
Well, I'm wondering, first of all, I'm all about this but I'm also scared. Because what if this is a real radio station somewhere far away? Are they hiring?
Yeah, are they hiring? Do they have a morning show? Could we be the morning show?
How many vacation days do you get? I mean, obviously you have to take into account travel.
Right, what's the salary? Do they have Chick-fil-A there?
What if they have something even better? It's kind of like a hybrid of everything we love.
Probably is.
Just one bite, you're like drooling. Aww. Or are they going to be like a lot of big morning shows and just syndicate into Indianapolis, and then we're going to get fired and have no job?
The aliens will take our jobs.
That could be bad, too. But they found a fast radio burst, which are short bursts of radio waves coming from beyond the Milky Way galaxy. The fast radio bursts were first found in 2007, but their origins are still unknown. Scientists say they can't rule out the possibility these bursts are a high-powered signal from an advanced alien civilization.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, that's so juicy.
I mean, do you think we're alone? Really? Because like, I consider myself like a Christian and religious, but I'm still like, are there aliens out there? Is there like a thing on the Bible I missed?
I don't know.
Alex, what do you think? Do you think there's aliens, like any kind of life form out there in all the galaxies and galaxies and galaxies around the, you know?
That's the thing. You just don't know. There absolutely could be. I just wonder what kind of music they're listening to on this radio station. Is it country? Is it heavy metal?
I always picture aliens having like their own version of spaghetti. It's like space noodles.
Oh, for sure.
Anytime we talk about aliens, I always just picture them eating it. I don't know why.
They eat people. That's why they abduct us.
No, wait. Are you sure about that? I thought they just probed us and stuff like
that. No, I feel like they're way ahead of us. They're probably all vegan, gluten-free.
They probably are.
That's probably going to be the death of us right there. So maybe they know what they're doing. See, I just would assume that like if they are listening to music out in space, this is what they'd be listening to. You know what I mean?
Oh, Katy Perry?
I mean, come on. It's pretty obvious. Am I wrong here or no?
Just on repeat? They probably did like this. It
Wait
was a bop.
You know what they did? They sent Kanye West here.
Oh, that's what they did.
He's a crazy-ass space alien.
Kanye West is an alien.
Wait, does that mean our president's an alien too because they're friends?
Could be.
How many people right now listening might be aliens?
Probably about a third.
Look around you.
One of us.
I think like 3%. 3% of our listeners are probably aliens.
3%.
Oh, for sure. All right, just not trying to scare you. Just wanted to let you know what's happening. Let's enjoy this for a second, please.
Maybe Katy Perry's album would sell in space since it's not selling here.
It's double. It's double in space. Well, it is the bop, as the kids say, right?
It's the bop. It slaps.
Oh, yeah. It slaps back on your space waves right there. All right. Now, let's keep the music theme going this morning. Two elderly men. Did you see this? Because these are grandpa goals. Two elderly men ditched their nursing home in Germany over the weekend and ended up at the world's largest heavy metal festival. It's called the Wacken Open Air. And after the nursing home reported them missing, police reportedly located the pair at 3 in the morning at the festival.
Let's go.
They're the coolest grandparents ever.
Grandpa goals right there at the festival. And they escorted them back to their nursing home. So they're doing okay. That That's cool, though. Like, when I get old, I don't know if a nursing home's terrible because there is a community there. There's people who are isolated and alone. But how cool is that? Like, they don't give up on life.
They don't.
They're rocking out to metal music.
That's amazing.
Did you do senior photos for high school? I assume most people do.
Yeah.
My mom made me. I did not want to get them.
What do they look like? Did you do certain
backgrounds?
I
just did one in my cheerleading uniform and then like one with like a different outfit.
I got to find mine. Do we even get ours developed? I don't know. I have like the typical like male photo where my head's turned kind of and I'm looking like maybe like my whole head's cross-eyed.
Is it the one with the laser beams in the background the cats?
I asked for that. They did not have that available at the photo location I went to.
I want to see your senior pictures really bad, Joe, because I bet they're hilarious.
They're good. I had hair.
I went to Sephora to take my senior pictures. I like took them inside Sephora.
Like next to the makeup walls?
Yeah. Like, there's one of me sitting in the chair with the girl doing my makeup. Like, that's one of my pictures.
We need to, like, find these in the next couple of days. I want to see what all these look like right here. We could just get them all together.
I mean, did you think that my pictures weren't going to be extra? Of course they were going to be extra.
Should have known that. Well, they weren't this extra. A senior at Texas A&M took graduation photos with one of her best friends. It happens to be a giant gator named Big Tex, weighs about 1,000 pounds and holds the national record for the largest living captured nuisance alligator. The senior's actually been going to been getting to know Big Tex since May of this year as part of her internship with the Alligator Adventure Park and Sanctuary. She wants to graduate with a degree in wildlife ecology this week and decided to take her photos with the gator. So that's pretty dope, but this thing looks like it could eat her in one bite.
Is it weird that when I think about my unborn child graduating from high school, I get like emotional? Like, I just think about like having to sit through a graduation, how sad that would be.
Yes. I'm getting emotional too, but I'm just thinking about like.
No, that's weird.
It's not weird. Imagine having a child and then all of a sudden they're 18, they're going away.
That is weird.
I just don't know. I just don't see you having a child.
You don't?
Oh, I for sure see her having a child, but I just think that's weird that you're the only emotional attachment to that right now.
I just see you as like the parent. It's like. Take care of her. I don't want to do it.
Oh, you're the only one that I've never had anyone tell me that.
Crazy. I think Alex is one of the most caring
people. No, she is. I've seen Alex with kids, like when we read at schools, which is always fun to do. I see that, but I feel like I just see how
Alex takes care of me. Alex is like, are you okay?
Everybody take
Liv.
We all take care of you. The whole world has been taking care of you. You are the hottest of hot messes I've ever run into.
No, I don't know how it still happens.
It takes a village.
It's because we're enabling you. We're taking care of you. You should be thanking the city of Indianapolis for taking care of you, the people of Broad Ripple, what they've had to see. So you can see that photo up online on the Need to Know News blog at RadioNowIndy.com.